Wisconsin's state minimum wage is $6.50 an hour, which is a nickel short of the current federal minimum. This Senate plan would not only increase the minimum wage, it would index it to inflation. That way it would go up automatically as the cost of living gets more expensive. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker described it as a matter of choosing sides.
Either stand with your friends and neighbors or stand with the wealthiest people who have been getting more and more of a benefit because of economic policies of this country for the last 40 years. The rich are getting richer, and the rest of us are stuck with what's left behind.
Republicans voted in unison against the plan, calling it a job killer. Brookfield Senator Ted Kanivas told Democrats that now's not the time for something like this, with the state's unemployment fund going through the roof.
If you got a job that pays minimum wage, it's a great idea if that goes up. It's a great idea up until the point that you lose that job because the companies don't have enough money because business is bad.
Governor Jim Doyle says he supports raising the minimum wage, but he wouldn't say whether he supports the specific Senate bill, particularly a provision that would let cities set their own minimum wages higher than the state's.
You know, I'm going to see what bill comes to my desk, but I have always believed we should have a statewide minimum wage.
The last time the minimum wage went up and Republicans controlled the legislature, Doyle signed a law that prevented cities from setting their own minimum wages. He said at the time it would prevent confusion and encourage a strong business climate. Agreeing to this Senate plan would mean going back on that deal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.